This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, Gary Smith, who covers the Tulane Greenway for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, and also publisher of TheWaveReport.com. Gary, each and every spring we got the pro day. And when I look at the Greenway football team, the guys that have the best chance to get drafted, three in particular, mm-hmm. Caleb Bransaw, versatility there. He can play the outside corner, can play in the nickel. I think his best spot really may be free safety, to be honest with you. Mario Williams, a lot of that having to do with the hype coming out of high school. And he flashed it at times at Tulane. And then the guy I've gotten so many phone calls about over the last couple weeks, Patrick Jenkins. Defensive tackle, former John Eric guy, went to TCU and then comes back to Tulane. So your thoughts on those three players and if you think anybody, I think you'll have some free agent signings out of this, certainly. But I think those three are the three guys with the very best chance to get selected.
I think you're probably right. I don't expect Mario Williams to get drafted. I think he's more likely going to be a camp guy. The other two I agree with. I would throw a couple of names in there as long shots. One, Aiden Huntington, who never really played great for Tulane last year, had a much better year at Louisiana Monroe as a junior, but he had a really good pro day today, and he has those measurables and the athletic ability that, you know, there's always the coach out there who may think we're the one that are going to get that potential out of him. And then another guy, Jonathan Edwards, cornerback, didn't even start for Tulane. He started two games this year. He is unbelievably fast on the football field. He has good times in the 40 and running too, but he made a play against Louisiana Lafayette that I'll never forget, where their running back was about 10 yards behind everybody, and he came from the far side of the field and ran him down inside the 5-yard line. He had a good pro day too. He's got those measurable, the speed that scouts like, but I think you're probably right. And I think really the only lock to get drafted is Caleb Bransaw, which is, you know, I don't think he had a great year for Tulane. He's very versatile. The coaches love him. They always talked him up big time, but this is a guy that had one career interception in college, and to me that's a little bit of a red flag. But I think because he just killed it at the combine, he was the one Tulane player invited to the NFL combine, and he ran a 4.33 40. he had a huge vertical jump. He had a great standing long jump, and he's rated the third best player at his position in athleticism there. He graded lower on the other things like performance and and stuff like that. But I think he's the one definite to get drafted.
He went to the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, he went to the Senior Bowl. Jonathan Edwards ended up going to the Senior Bowl, too. He was a late invitee. Caleb Ransom, it seems to me the consensus is he'll probably be a fifth-round pick. If anybody else is drafted, and I agree with you that Patrick Jenkins has, I think he has the best shot of those other guys, I think it'll be a sixth or seventh round.
One of the things with Mario is the fact that, he gives you some problems because he can vertically challenge you, but he's vertically challenged too. He's not the tallest guy around.
Mm-hmm.
And again, man, with all the hype when he came out of high school, never quite living up to that. And so just like you were saying about, the Edwards comp that, he didn't get, only started two games. I'm Dr. Phil. I can change Mario Williams too. And so you're going to get that in this league.
That's definitely true. I think the height is he doesn't have the measurables. He's fast. He's not super fast. He's fast, but that size is a concern when you don't have the incredible production. He had a terrific last four games for Tulane. That was the best he played, other than he obviously had a good sophomore year at USC, had the drops as a junior there. He does a lot better than people think in terms of the personality and the work ethic and all of that stuff. That's not a concern at all. A lot of people think because he was such a hyped guy coming out of high school, played for three schools in college, played at USC, left USC, that he's a head case, and that's not the case at all. I just don't know if there's enough consistent performance there for him to get drafted considering his size.
I'm going to throw maybe the curveball at you. From what you've seen at the quarterback position, and all three are different. We had on Coach Sumrall, and I was like, man, I said, you used to reading the name tags? And he said, Mike, let me tell you what we did. We got him these workout little pullover shirts, and they would have the name on the back and the front. So he said, that's how I got to learn how the names of the players, because much turnover. But what you've seen at the quarterback position, because all three are distinctly different, who would have the edge today if you had to play a game?
If I had to play a game, I honestly have no idea who would have the edge, and I'm dead serious on that. You want to talk about a wide, wide, wide open competition, and this is it, and you're right. You want to talk about three different body types. You've got 6'7", huge arm. You've got 5'11", not a huge arm, but accurate thrower, and then you got Mr. Middle from Illinois, who's 6'3", and kind of combines both. So it's never hard to figure out which one it is.
Some of the other guys, and with so much changeover, Gary, and you can hear it in Coach Summerall's voice. That he said, I've never had this much turnover on a football team before. You can see that he understands that this is going to take quite an undertaking to piece all this together for 2025.
Look, if you really forced me to say right now, I think I would go with the little guy, Caden Simonza of the three from Ball State, because I think he's the most accurate and I think he makes the best decisions. But remember, at this time last year, I was one of the Darian Mensah skeptics. I didn't think that there was any way that they were going to go with a guy who had no experience whatsoever over two guys that did. And then it turned out to be a pretty easy choice for them.
Yeah, it worked out well, didn't it?
I don't trust myself and my opinions anymore on a lot of this stuff.
Hey, listen, I know the feeling, Gary. I know that. Gary, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate time and all your insights, and we'll have you on once we get a little bit farther into the spring.
Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. Gary Smith does a fabulous job covering Tulane. It doesn't matter if it's baseball, basketball, football. Does a great job as the chief beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate for the Tulane Green Wave.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.